Podcast UK for January the 31st, 2005.
News, reviews, and waffle. This is Podcast UK.
My days are getting lonely. My nights are getting so sad. I haven't got a friend anywhere. Know that I feel so bad. I want to tell you it ain't right. No, it just ain't right. I keep on telling you now. No, it just ain't right. No, 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 no. I don't care what you say. It ain't right. Look at me walking down the main street, trying to hide my tears. Talking about tears, baby. So many years, I want to tell you it ain't right. No, it just ain't right. I keep on telling you now. No, it just ain't right. No, 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 no. Don't care what you say. It ain't
Welcome along to another podcast with me, Gary Fuller, with you, let me see, on this wonderful, wet, very wet, sort of a January day. Finally, we've reached the end of the month, of course, and that little bit of depression that you have about January, hopefully that has gone. Anyway, how are you doing? Hope you've had a good weekend. I know mine sort of went okay. You'll be pleased to know that the lights, the Christmas lights, have finally gone. They have been taken down. Also, I have repaired the fence panellings. Well, I didn't repair them, bought new ones, which were affected by the gales that we had in the early part of January. What other jobs did I do? Well, I fitted the fence panels as well. One of them was too big. That was exciting, and a few words were said there, a few choice words. What else? Done the car insurance, paid the tax today. That's as exciting as my weekend got. Anyway, hopefully your weekend's been a little bit more exciting, and a more fruitful and productive one maybe than mine. We're supposed to be going out at the weekend, but I was good. I was stayed in, and instead we polished off 4 bottles of wine on Saturday night, which can't be bad. Sunday morning was a bit of a blur, to say the least. But anyway, there you go. It's Podcasting UK with me. Should I say it's Podcast UK with me, Gary Fuller. And a bit of a short one, this, actually. We're recording this at around about, let me see, what time is it? Just coming up to, 10 to... Can't see the clock from here. 10 to midnight on the 31st of January. I'll try and not waffle too much. Anyway, I forgot to say the Podsafe music there, standing off the programme, was Lil Bob and the Lollipops. And you know it ain't right. That, of course, is Podsafe music, courtesy of GarageBand.com. Check it out for more tracks on there, of course, and lots of great music up there. Actually, I noticed that somebody has been saying they've had a few problems with GarageBand. I don't know what it is when you come to downloading some of the MP3s. For some reason, it makes my PC lock up. Now, it's only a PC. It's not a Mac or anything like that. I know it's been causing some kind of program... I can't say it. Some kind of problems with some Macs. I don't know if it's the same thing, or maybe it's just my old PC. I don't know. Anyway, as I say, it's let me see, 22. It's only 5 to midnight. I'm just having a slurp of my cup of Coke. Hang on. Because I haven't had the chance to do much, actually, this evening. And hence, that's why the podcast is a little bit late. So, I apologise for that. Hopefully, we'll get two done this week and get some more music sorted and what have you. And hopefully, you're going to enjoy it. Been listening to some great podcasts over the past few days, including, bless her, the lovely little Rachel... the little Rachel... Is it Patchett? On the from the Godcast download site. If you go onto there, left on the left hand side, you can click on there and subscribe to her podcast that she's got going, her review thing. Very good. what else? Not much coming down actually on the openpodcast.org at the minute of anything of great value, just some funny sounds and what have you that I last spotted, but never mind. Don't forget, keep your emails and your audio comments coming through to us right here at Podcast UK. The email address, of course, is podcastuk@gmail.com. Nice and simple. Gone is the Hotmail account, too complicated. That Gmail account again is, of course, podcastuk@gmail.com. What else news? Oh, I've got some news. Yes. I'll be entering into a little bit of training with one of the radio stations in the UK, doing some in the background stuff. So hopefully be able to produce some podcast stuff there as well. So maybe I don't need to buy a new microphone. Holding off buying a mic at the minute. I was listening to some of the other podcasts, actually, and definitely sound better with a decent microphone. So if there's anybody actually out there who can recommend a good mic for me, one that's not too expensive, I don't mind spending something like that, I don't know, maybe up to about 30 quid, then fine. Or if you've seen anything on eBay, let me know, all right. And then we'll sort of invest in that. And eventually, when I do get the new PC... we'll get some decent gear together. I'm actually experimenting at the minute, trying to work out how's the best way to do these programs at the minute. And I don't know how anybody else is, because we haven't got the proper mixing thing at the moment. All I'm doing is I'm using, I've mentioned it in the past, a program called Cool Edit Pro, which is an excellent mixing device, or should I say, for creating sweepers and trailers and stuff like that, because you can have so many different tracks all mixing down into one, as well as just one main tracker that you're recording at the time. So using that, and then basically to play out the music and anything else that we want to play out, then we are using just the Windows browsers, and then just, you know, clicking on the music, lining them up, and then just playing them from the browser instead of using anything like iTunes, because at the minute the processing time and everything slows down the PC, because I think this particular PC I'm on, it's only I think it's a Pentium 2 with a 400 megahertz processor, so I don't know. Contemplate actually building my own PC. I know the local college is actually running some things at the moment, some courses. So I may partake in one of those, build your own PC or something like that. Definitely got to get into the web design stuff as well, though. This is one thing that's holding me back at the minute, is how to create your own RS feed. Everybody else seems to be doing, but it's me. I'm just obviously too wooden at this point in time. I just don't know how it's done. I don't know the technical know-how. I mean, obviously, I'm actually on broadband with BT, with British Telecom. We've got whatever it is, a 512k broadband connection. Hopefully, that will go to 1 meg eventually. So it's not a problem uploading stuff and things like that and downloading. That's not the problem. It's just how to do it. Web space. I'm sure I've been allocated some from my service provider. So I don't know if you can. You know, what do you do? Do you just upload it to that and or what? And the other thing is, I don't understand this. If I buy a domain name, Okay, and register that domain name. I sort of get this right. I think this is right in my head anyway. That when somebody types in the domain name, all that does is actually forward it to whatever home site that you've got. Wherever you know you want to point it to, and that's where you've got all your stuff on there. So I'm presuming that's correct too. So that's something else I need to get into. Anybody, any information on that would be great to find out. I've got a few emails bouncing back and forth, and thanks to Dorian, who's apparently been off sick, but he's now a lot better, and has in fact offered some help there for me to try and sort this out, getting a proper RSS feed so you can actually subscribe to the podcast. So that's well worth it. I did actually check out a new podcast this week that I've not heard before, but excellent it is, called Coverville. Okay, if you just type in, what is it, coverville.com? I think it is, something like that. Or if you just do it on the search engine, it comes up anyway. 30 minutes of some of the great music of cover versions of, I'm sure you've heard it before anyway, of songs which have been covered and what have you. Half hour show, brilliant that. Excellent. Something nice to sort of listen to as you're going to work and what have you, along with the other programs that are out at the moment. Excuse me. I didn't burp then. Did I burp? I think it's only when you get onto podcasts I for some reason, end up burping. Anyway. What else was I going to say? Oh, yeah. Today in Manchester, we had the Prime Minister here. Mr. Tony Blair was here. And he was doing the rounds at various places around. I actually caught an interview with him on one of the local radio stations at Key 103. He was being interviewed by James Stanage, which... How could I... If you've never heard James Stanage, then he's sort of the American equivalent. What would he be? I can't think of any equivalents really. That guy who's gone on to satellite radio, the talk show host. What's his name? Oh, good grief! What's his name? Anyway, you know, I'm sure you know him. Anyway, he's the equivalent. Anyway, he was interviewing Tony Blair today, and some interesting things came out of that interview. Pretty interesting. One of the things that the government has actually set about, I don't know if it was half a billion, something like that. I think it was about half a billion. Pounds to help create the extra three lines for the tram system to run out of Manchester to I think one of them was Oldham, and also to connect into the airport as well. Also the weekend I ventured further down the road just to Liverpool, checking out what was going there actually, so I went to see some friends, one of you. The regeneration that's happening there, of course, for the event of 2008, Liverpool has been awarded, of course, the European City of Culture, so there's lots of investment at the moment going on there, and it can only be for the better. I feel that Liverpool has been, let's see that, Liverpool, all right there, all right lad, sorry. Slipped into a little bit of puddly in there. So anyway, yeah, Liverpool has been left a little behind, I feel, with all the regeneration things that's happening compared to Manchester, of course. But this European city, capital of culture, can only be, of course, for the better.
Podcasting around the world from the UK, this is Podcast UK.
Thinking I don't wanna
Podcast UK with me, Gary Fuller, the 31st of January, but technically at the moment now it's actually the 1st of February, and I should be saying white rabbits, white rabbits, white rabbits, and Nip Punch, first day of the month, no return, and all that kind of thing, but anyway, we'll save that for maybe tomorrow or another time. That is Nancy Missoula. I'm not sure if that's pronounced correctly. Her last name is spelt MICCICULLA, and that track is called Wait. It's Podcast UK with me, Gary Fuller, a slightly shorter one than we would normally do. We're only doing about 20 minutes, 25 minutes. Need to get off to bed. Also need to iron a shirt for work tomorrow, so I won't bore you too much with that. But anyway, don't forget, keep those emails coming, especially if you can give me any hits and tips of how to set up an RS feed for you to subscribe to the show properly. And we'll get that sorted instead of relying on open... podcast.org to actually get the show up there. But anyway, maybe it's the best thing that we don't have a feed for it. Who knows? I don't know. Anyway, whatever you've got planned for tomorrow, hope it goes swimmingly well. I'm sure it will. Nothing will go wrong. Of course, it's February the 1st, Tuesday. The weather in the UK, not particularly brilliant. Another sort of cloudy, dolly day, as my mother would say. So I will catch you later on in the week with a longer edition of Podcast UK. And also, don't forget, please, some advice I need on a decent microphone. Don't forget to email me, all right? It's podcastuk@gmail.com. Also, while I'm on, actually, I must remember to thank, I think it was Scott, was it Scott Brenner who emailed me? It was commenting on the music that we have on Podcast UK, saying he's amazed at the quality. If I've got the wrong name and the wrong person, he'll apologise right now. He says he's amazed that the quality is pretty good. Well, I don't think it's not too bad, actually. As long as your original one that you're starting off with is a decent quality, by the time it gets compressed and reduced to, I think it's 64 clicky bits I reduce mine to, the quality can go, and that's when you get that kind of phasing effect, and it doesn't sound too good. So I try to keep the quality. Hopefully the music comes across okay for that. And if it doesn't, then I apologise for that. But anyway, hopefully it does. So from me, Gary Fuller, and Podcast UK, I'll see you another time, another place, a little bit later on in the week.
Contact podcastuk@gmail.com.